Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
You hear the phrase medical or mechanical asphyxia on a death certificate, and it wipes out every illusion anyone has tried to build around a case. It removes the gray area that families cling to. It strips away the hope that this was just a tragic accident or a medical issue or some sudden bizarre event no one could have predicted. It tells you one thing very clearly. Someone took the air away from this 18-year-old girl. They pressed it on her airway or neck long enough and hard enough that her body gave out. And because mechanical asphyxia takes time to cause death, it tells you something else too. She didn't go quietly. She didn't go in her sleep. She didn't drift away unaware. She fought for her life, fully conscious of what was happening, fully aware she was being overpowered by someone in that cabin, and that somebody didn't stop. They kept going until the fight left her body. And that's the brutal starting point, the fact no one can argue with in the Anna Kempner case. And it forces us to go backwards and forward in time to understand how she ended up in that cabin, in that strangulation, fighting to breathe in the dark while her younger brother slept above her, completely unaware that his sister was dead, inches away underneath a bed. The cabin assignment in this first act of betrayal is this story. You don't need to be a detective or behavioral specialist to know that placing an 18-year-old girl in a cramped cabin with a 16-year-old boy she already had alleged issues with was a profoundly stupid decision. But that's allegedly exactly what happened. Whoever organized this trip, with all their years of messy divorces, resentments, remarriages, custody issues, and emotional blind spots, decided that Anna should share a room with a boy her ex-boyfriend says she had concerns about. A boy he claims he saw crossing lines on FaceTime months earlier. A boy he reportedly warned the adults about. And as he tells it, they brushed it off, because brushing things off is easier than confronting dysfunction, if indeed that is what took place. So the entire trip begins with Anna walking into a cabin that already feels wrong to her. She didn't choose to bunk with him. She didn't ask for that, allegedly. She didn't feel comfortable with him, if the allegations are true. But that didn't matter, because on paper she was 18, old enough to push through it, old enough to deal with it, old enough to be treated like she could protect herself. The people making the decisions forgot that 18 is still a kid trapped in family dynamics that she didn't get to design. And look, parents make bad choices all the time. And I'm sure, I'm going to make a guess. I can't say I'm sure, I'm going to make a guess. Might have been one of those situations of, you know, just make it work. You'll get through it. It's not that big of a, downplay. This is just my conjecture. Downplay the real dangers. Because no one could conceive of it going to the extent that it did. And with whom? But hindsight is 20/20, isn't it? When warning signs are ignored. Once on the ship, things probably looked normal to everyone else, a blended family cruising the Caribbean, everyone smiling for photos, everyone pretending the tension doesn't exist. And that's the thing about situations like this. The outside frame always looks better than the inside reality. People saw a family. Anna lived in a pressure cooker. Her last known movements aren't dramatic. Dinner, some time apart from the group, back to the cabin, nothing abnormal to anyone walking past her in a hallway, but something about that return to the cabin sealed her fate. The cabin becomes the most important location in the entire case, because everything that happened to Anna that matters happened in that room. Not in the hallway, not on a deck, not in a pool, not during an excursion. In that cabin, inside that tiny metal box, you have three teenagers, one asleep, one alive and terrified, and one who knows exactly what happened. You have a girl lying down to sleep or trying to. You have a younger brother going unconscious on the top bunk. And you have a 16-year-old who is now at the center of the investigation. We don't know if Anna went to bed afraid or resigned or simply exhausted. What we do know is that something happened that pushed this from discomfort into violence. Mechanical asphyxia is not a slip. It's not a push. It's not somebody falling into someone else. It is a force deliberately applied. And here's the part no one wants to deal with. To maintain that force long enough to kill someone, you have to keep going even as they fight back, even as they struggle, even as they claw or kick or try to twist away. You have to press through their resistance. That's what fought for her life means. She tried everything her body knew how to do to stay alive. But the person applying their pressure didn't stop. And once the violence ended, there was a window of time between the moment she stopped breathing and the moment someone chose to hide her body. That concealment is the biggest behavioral marker investigators have, because concealment requires calm. It requires decision-making. It requires at least some level of cognitive processing. You don't accidentally wrap a body in a blanket. You don't accidentally cover it with life jackets. You don't accidentally slide someone under a bed. You do that when you're trying to buy time. You do that when you're trying to avoid getting caught. You do that because you know exactly what has happened, and you're hoping you can somehow undo it or delay the consequences long enough for someone else to find her and maybe think it wasn't you. That act, the hiding, kills every theory of accident instantly. If you accidentally suffocate someone, you scream for help. If you panic, you run. If you're confused, you shake them. You cry. You call for your parents. You hit the button and get the crew. You don't quietly wrap them up and slide them under the bed while another child sleeps above. We know that Anna's body remained hidden until morning. We know that the next day people on the ship saw nothing unusual. And we know that the family went to breakfast thinking everything was normal. And this is why concealment is so chilling, because her younger sibling was asleep above her body while she lay dead under the bed, wrapped and covered in life jackets, placed there by someone who understood exactly what they were doing. When the body was discovered, the ship was already committed to docking. The crew locked down the cabin. The FBI boarded the port. And this is where the case transitions from horror to evidence. Cruise ships are digital fortresses. Every hallway is under surveillance. Every room entry is logged. Every device that connects to Wi-Fi leaves a timestamp. Phones, watches, tablets, they all record little moments of truth. The FBI is not working off guesses. They have data. They know who entered that cabin and when. They know who left and when. They know how long the 16-year-old was in the room. They know when Anna's phone stopped moving. They know when his phone disconnected. They're not struggling for clues. They are connecting them. According to the grandparents, investigators told them the 16-year-old was the only person going in and out of that cabin during the critical window. If that lines up with what the key card data shows, and it lines up with the fact that there were only a handful of people who had access to that room. And when you pair that with the autopsy, with the concealment, with the emotional collapse the grandmother described, this boy saying he didn't remember what happened and was an emotional wreck, the timeline begins to look less like a puzzle and more like a straight line. The family's voices do complicate the emotional picture here, but not the investigative one. The aunt says Anna fought. Doesn't change the facts. It echoes what the autopsy shows. The grandparents torn between protecting the boy and grieving Anna doesn't change the timeline. It reflects their shock. The father choosing to speak sparsely doesn't give us insight. It tells us he's barely holding it together. And the mother's meltdown does nothing for the investigation, but everything for understanding how chaotic Anna's life was long before she ever stepped onto that ship. But detectives don't care about any of that. They don't build cases on emotional confessionals or family outbursts. They build cases on sequence. They build cases on opportunity, cause, behavior, digital trace. And the sequence here is brutally clean. Anna was alive. Then she was fighting for her life. Then she was asphyxiated. Then she was hidden. Then she was found. The person responsible existed in that narrow band of time and space. And that timeline is not widening. It is shrinking. So no charges yet, because this is a juvenile suspect and juvenile cases move differently. Interrogations have rules. Statements get thrown out if protocol isn't perfect. Prosecutors get one shot because mistakes in juvenile homicide cases aren't reversible. They don't have the luxury of making a symbolic arrest just to calm the public down. They have to build a case that survives every challenge, and they need every piece of evidence, final toxicology, full autopsy details, digital extraction reports, behavioral assessments before they file anything. But make no mistake, they are closing in. This is not a mystery that will drift off into unsolved purgatory. This is not a case where everyone did it or no one knows. This is a case with a confined crime scene, a limited suspect pool, a clear cause of death, and a narrow timeline supported by physical and digital evidence. Someone in that cabin killed Anna. Someone in that cabin knows exactly how it happened. And someone made the deliberate choice to hide her afterwards. Anna fought for her life. She didn't have protection from the people who should have been watching out for her. She didn't have adults making smart decisions around her. She didn't have a stable support system, but she did what she could. She fought until she couldn't breathe anymore, and the truth of those final moments is written all over her body and the crime scene she left behind. The timeline will finish the fight she started. And when it does, the person responsible will have nowhere left to hide. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski. Love to get your feedback. Love to get your thoughts on this case and the many that we follow for you right here. Be sure to press subscribe while you are there. We appreciate that. Until next time, I'm Tony Brewski. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.